You're listening to Path to Empowerment, a podcast to help you connect your intuition, gain confidence, and light your path in life. Join me, your host and empowerment coach, Sydney, as we journey together through this wild ride called life. Tune in for discussions on healing, growth, authenticity, and so much more. It's time to be empowered. It's time to light your path. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Path to Empowerment. Today, I have with me a very special guest. We are joined by Maria Brigentino. Maria is a certified change coach, food freedom coach, Psychic Associates Master Mentor, and CEO of m-path.ca. She has over 15 years of municipal, healthcare management, consulting, and coaching experience with a diverse background of acquired skills and expertise. She is here to help high-achieving women stop white-knuckling it through drastic diets and start living fully. Let Maria guide you on breaking up with the habits that rule your life and stop the cycle of self-sabotage. Welcome, Maria.
Hi, Sydney. I'm so excited to be with you on your podcast. And I love this podcast. I love that it's about empowerment. And most of all, I love that you share so much about being human, about following intuition, about accepting yourself, and about starting to identify all of our greatness and our secret sauce and all the things that make us exceptionally us, that, you know, for many of, for many people who have a path, a journey where they're trying to understand whatever that thing is out there, or understand their power and their path, this is such important work that you do.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And, you know, like right back at you, because I feel like we mirror each other in a lot of different ways. And that's why I was so drawn to you in the first place, because you do show up authentically. You're really great at not only, you know, helping people like guide through life, but you are leading by example, right? You're able to show everybody like, hey, you know, I've gone through this hard stuff. Let me help you. I'm here to guide you. And you show up authentically, which is so major, because I find in the coaching industry, you do sometimes see people who come across a little bit fake, and not everybody can pick up on that, but you just like, you're so you, and everybody sees that and they love that. And that's why people are drawn to you. So I absolutely knew I needed to have you on the podcast. So speaking of coaching, you are a certified change coach and a food freedom coach. So do you want to tell everybody a little bit about what those titles mean and how you specifically use your coaching to help your clients?
Well, Sydney, you know, I think the titles just mean that I help people understand the nature of their human journey. And I think that society for a long time has taught us innocently not to show up as our authentic self, right? Don't show your messy side. Don't show your depressive side. Don't show your hyper side too much. You know, there's all of these rules that society has. And when we're not showing up authentically, our bodies have this like really cool mechanism inside of ourselves, and we form habits. And all those habits share or show us, and I call them an alarm clock. The alarm clock that they're, you know, rhyming off is, hey, you're not using your voice. You're doubting yourself. You're not seeing your strength. Why do you expect yourself to be perfect? And so we innocently form these habits to let go of that stress, to let go of those self-sabotaging thoughts, thoughts that aren't ours to own, thoughts that we didn't create, thoughts that other people may have planted at some point in childhood, not purposefully, very innocently, thoughts that we may have gotten at the schoolyard, thoughts from magazines or social media. And wherever they come from, they're there, but we don't have to see them as true, and we don't have to hold them with such meaning, and we don't need to do anything to mitigate them. And so what I've seen through my own journey is that my alarm clock came through food in extremes. So anorexia, bulimia, binging, I've done the whole gamut. And so all of that self-doubt, though, that thinking that you can't be messy, whatever messy even is, came out through behaviors with food. And so for so long, naturally, what I did was get on Google and talk to doctors and talk to traditional therapists who basically say, here's your diagnosis, you're broken. And the result of that was more self-doubt, more shame, more guilt. And the result of that was more issues with food and my body and my weight and who I was and not being able to hold it together. And what I realized over time is, like, I'm not the only one. There's like millions of us who, food or body or weight is telling us all the exact same thing. And then I got into this community and I realized, oh, other people have the same concerns and the same habits as I do. And then I realized, wait a second, everybody has habits. Everybody has habits to deal with their, I'm going to use the word insecurities. I don't necessarily love it. I don't know that it means the right thing, but I think our society uses the word insecurities. So our self-doubt. And we focus on how do we get rid of that drinking habit? How do we get rid of that food habit? How do we get rid of that shopping habit? How do we get rid of that gambling habit? And the root of all of that is the same. How we get rid of it is to start to actually see our greatness. Because once we start to build self-confidence, we start to see our own light. We start to believe in that light, which doesn't, by the way, mean that we're perfect, because like no such thing exists. Then all of a sudden, we don't need a habit to help us live through or cope through life. And the really cool thing, Sydney, is that once we really focus on that, the habit goes away on its own. Like we don't have to do, like, I spent $100,000 and like, multiple decades trying to get out of my habit. And I didn't realize, oh, that thing, that's the outcome that goes away when you actually do like the really deep work. So hopefully anybody, if anybody's listening, I'm hoping I just saved you $100,000 in a couple decades.
Absolutely.
That is not the direction to look. There's a much deeper direction to look.
I love that. Yeah. And you brought up such beautiful points. I'm like trying to write down all of these things to remember to bring them up. But the one thing that I really, really love that you said was you had that moment of realization of like, I'm not the only one. And I think that that is so crucial because, regardless of what it is that is making you feel broken, and I'm saying it that way because, yeah, you're not. It's just society's telling you, hey, there's something that's, we're going to say is wrong with you that we don't like or you should be feeling shameful about. And, we kind of turn inward, we panic, we stress. And yeah, whether it is through binge eating or stress shopping or whatever it is, everybody's got their thing. Like my mom, I love her. Her thing is she drinks Diet Coke. That's, for stress, she's got it right out and early at 10 in the morning. But we noticed that, yeah, as you started to say, okay, well, maybe it's not me. We started doing these habits less, but it's hard to figure that out, right? So I think definitely, yeah, you've put in a lot of hard work. And that's why I was so happy to have you on the podcast, because I know there's going to be so many people out there listening who even just in these first few minutes are like, wow, that really clicks. Like, I definitely resonate with that. But for me specifically, it was when you were talking about, I'm not the only one. Because as we're told that there's a part of us that we should be trying to hide away, our shadow self, you could call it. Yeah. We panic and we cover it up and we don't want to talk to anybody about it. We don't want to show anybody that. And it becomes very isolating, even when we're not worried about that issue in particular, whatever it is that we're trying to hide away. We start to embody this sense of insecurity in almost every aspect of our life, unfortunately. And through that, a big thing people experience is this feeling of, I am all alone. Nobody understands. Nobody's going through this. It's because everyone's hiding it too, and it doesn't help that we have social media either, where everybody is always putting their best self forward, and it makes it even more difficult for our brains to understand, like, oh my God, like look at them, they're living this amazing life. They probably don't experience anything that I do. So I just really want to emphasize that just like you were not the only one, all of our listeners, everybody who's tuning in right now and hearing this, like you're not the only one. There are people out there. And that's where people like you, Maria, come in to help out to say, hey, I've been there, I've done that. I'm here to help guide you because it does get better. And I've got the secret key. I've got the secret sauce, as you said, right? So yeah, I know you've had a really crazy journey that even brought you here, kind of going through life, trying different things, seeing what works, seeing what doesn't. I'm just really curious to see how your intuition played a role in that and how it continues to play a role in the work that you do today through your coaching.
That is such an interesting question, Sydney, because one of the major lessons that I had to learn in this journey, and that I'm still learning in this journey, I'm going to just admit that, and I don't know if we ever get there, is that I don't hold personal responsibility for how the life I have unfolds in front of me. Which means that my habit or habits, because it's changed in times, are not my fault. And I want people listening right now to maybe just play with that a little bit. Like whatever you're struggling with, maybe it's not a habit, maybe it's a relationship, maybe it's a, lifestyle change, maybe you are in going to a second career. And you're holding responsibility for what has happened in the past, what you think should happen in the future, or what you think should have happened in the past or the future. And we internalize all that blame. And the one thing that I would really encourage everybody to do is loosen up and be curious about the experience of life. Because life, whatever you call that, I call, whether you call it consciousness, energy, God, whatever label you have, Buddha, like whatever label you have, that's fine. But that deep connection, there is a deep connection that we can't, well, you can feel, Sydney, but I can't feel. Is that my gift? Some of us have that gift, right? There is a deep connection to a universal power that is guiding us always. And we have a mind. And thank God we have a mind, because I really appreciate that my mind does basic functions for me, like tell me when I need to go to pee, or that my mind keeps me breathing and smiling, and that my mind helps me, receive and give a hug. Like, thank goodness we have that. But the mind, this physical thing, also does a disservice for us at times. And that disservice is it has thoughts, and it creates thoughts, and it creates thoughts like a computer. It's just like stored. There's always like, there's a computer running in the background, and we don't even realize it's happening. And we're used to in our society leading with mind, right? We go to school. What do we all develop? Critical thinking, logic, research, analysis. Do we go to school and they say, what does your intuition say? What is intuition? I grew up in a Catholic school system and a public school system. When I grew up, that was airy fairy, right? That's fluffy. This thing called intuition, like that doesn't exist. What does the book say? And so that following our intuition is like trained out of us. But the beautiful thing about intuition, to me, I'm like so curious about what you see in this, is that we see it around us all the time. We're following intuition when we don't even realize it. But the greatest example, I think, of intuition is babies and our pets. They move through a day, they flow through a day, they know when they need to cry, they know when they want attention. My pets are very demanding, so they're at me scratching, whatever. They can be upset and angry in the next minute, kissing your face. When I look at my niece, who's 9 months old, she can be falling because she's still trying to, she's crawling and she's now wanting to do stairs, and then she's not happy when you don't let her up the stairs because for fear of falling downstairs. And her intuition is guiding her to say, hey, you're ready for the stair. Hey, you're ready to hold your sippy cup on your own. You need to tell mom that you're not feeling good and make this sound that sounds like a dinosaur. And there's no judgment there. There's absolutely just a flow of life in our pets and our babies. And basically anything that doesn't have a really developed mind or central nervous system does it intuitively. So do we. But then we get this maturity of a body that has fight and flight responses and has thinking and then takes all the information from society. And it's not that our intuition goes anywhere, because it's there. It's part of us. It's part of our human experience. It's not like we can make it go away, but all of a sudden it gets drowned out by all of that noise in our head. And I'm going to call it noise, because really, do we really make, sometimes we make decisions from our head, but the important decisions, do we really make them from our head? Like, Sydney, I know you just got married.
Yes.
Like, do we get married because our head says, well, here's the checklist. I don't know about you, but I didn't do like a matrix or anything like that.
No, that's just you. Like, I don't know how to explain it, right? It's just, you know, it's your intuition, right? It's like, this is it. I didn't sit there with a spreadsheet of, you know, the pros and cons trying to rationalize everything, right?
You just feel a deep love. You're like, I don't know why I'm connected to you. I don't even know. Like, maybe, like, it's not when we look for the person. I don't know if anybody's ever done online dating or anything, but when you look for the person, you've got your spreadsheet and you're like, they must be over 6 feet tall and have a good job. All of a sudden, all you attract is the opposite.
Right? It's exactly how it goes.
And when you stop trying to control it, all of a sudden this beautiful person comes into your life. And we often hear that cliche term of, when you're not looking for it, it shows up, right? Isn't that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Like, what does that mean? Like, isn't intuition always working for us?
Right. I know. And I really need to like stick on this point that you were talking about, how like it kind of turns out the opposite way, but it's because, you know, in the moment you're trying to force it, you're trying to control it. The minute we learn that we have control over next to nothing in our life, really just kind of like, you know, ourselves and how we can live intuitively and that sort of thing. Like, we don't have control over much. And even just thinking about the example you used of my husband, when I think about when we first met, I was just coming out of a really awful relationship and I was like scrambling. I didn't know like what was going on. And I had tried to like look for the perfect person for so long and it never panned out, but it was because I kept trying to take as much control as I could. I was, you know, kind of going against the grain. I was knocking at the door and saying, let me in. And the doors just felt like they kept shutting in my face. And it was that moment where I was like, you know what? I'm going to trust it'll happen when it's meant to happen. And literally not even a week after having that moment of kind of stepping away from it, saying, okay, I'll just let it go the way it's supposed to, that's when we met. So once you're able to, you know, step back and let go of that need to control, which like, how stressful is that when you have to sit there and like, I mean, I did it too. I know you've had moments where you do it right, where you try to control every aspect of your life. It's so stressful and so exhausting. And when you finally get to that point where you are like, okay, you know what? Enough is enough. I am going to step back. I'm just going to take it, you know, a moment at a time, a day at a time, and see where my intuition is going to guide me, see what's laid out ahead of me. Not only is it really beautiful things that start to come your way, but you don't have to feel that stress and anxiety anymore. You let go of so much. There's this massive weight that comes off of your shoulders. So I love that you were talking about that control piece. That's something I think a lot of people will resonate with as well.
Well, and you know, I think it's the biggest misunderstanding and the number one thing that holds us in patterns and behaviors and habits that we don't want. And that create, I don't know what we would call struggle, whatever struggle looks like for people. Again, you know, we're taught to control, we're taught to come up with a plan. And so as we practice sort of accepting the flow of life, and I use the word practice really intentionally, because it doesn't mean that we ever get 100% great at this. It just means that we awaken to the fact that, oh, I'm holding on tightly here. I don't need to do that, just a little quicker with more time and more practice. And then we see the evidence of, oh, that person like did show up. Oh, that job like did come. Oh, like all this really cool stuff is happening now. And, you know, there's this trend that you see online. I don't know about you, Sydney, but I get the like manifest your future trend. Well, what manifesting your future? You don't manifest your future. Some universal design power source is manifesting your future, but it's embracing your future. It's embracing what you ultimately know to be true and wholeheartedly believe it. When you wholeheartedly believe with your mind that you are broken, that things are your fault, that is what you will receive. But when we can start to see that, wow, like, where did we even come from? Like, that alone is like such a big question. And wow, someone's got my back, and I won't understand it till I understand it. But this journey called life can be really cool, even the dark spots of it, because nothing lasts forever. And that nothing that I go through in life is inherently good or bad. Because, right, like anything that happens in life is happening, it's neutral. Our brain gives it a label and a story. And then we have some feelings associated with that, or we have some feelings and then our brain gives it a label or a story. So, you know, and it's really interesting because when I work with people and they say, well, sometimes I eat because of anxiety. Well, what's anxiety? Anxiety is energy. Well, energy is actually neutral. And what you perceive as anxiety, I might perceive as excitement. So it might be the thing that stops somebody from binging, and it might be the thing that starts somebody binging. It's the same thing. Our brain just has a different story about it. At the end of the day, it's energy. We're feeling energy because we're human, and you don't control it. So there's nothing that you have to do about it. It's like we have to live through it regardless of whether we want to or not. And I'm somebody who has, you know, openly struggled with depression and probably will always struggle with those low points in depression. And, you know, I kind of laugh because people who struggle with binge eating, we tend to be the all or nothing people, right? Like we give it all. And then sometimes we have those down moments, especially if you're a healer, a giver, like we just kind of give it all the time. And we forget like, oh yeah, you have to keep some for your reserve bank. And, you know, never get perfect at that. But that's just part of my human design and experience. And then it's just about getting better at listening that intuition that says, okay, remember about that piggy bank that you said you would do? You'd reserve a little bit. Now's the time. But we learn that through intuition. We don't learn that because I have a checklist that says, oh, the last time it was, 27 clients and then I needed to take a break. No, that's not how it works. There's no methodology here.
Right. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And, you know, I find it really interesting, and I don't know if it's the same for you, but I can't necessarily pinpoint when I actually noticed this switch in my brain. But I remember years ago when I was really like, I'll say like in the trenches with my depression, like really, you know, at the worst of it. And I would roll my eyes at people who were like, oh, like it gets better. Like, you know, like just, you know, there, if you check your mindset and all this kind of stuff, like they, even if it was like technically helpful, anything that seemed to hint that there was something better than what I was experiencing in that moment just seemed absolutely ridiculous. I'm like, well, that's going to work for other people. It's not going to work for me. And yeah, you know, somewhere in my journey, it was probably, yeah, around the time where I felt the absolute worst. And that's the moment where you're looking for that active change. I remember speaking to people, and yourself was actually one of them, like one of the best pieces of advice that I got from you as just like a little piece to help alter my mindset was, you know, we were talking about when you're having the bad day, you have like, you know, your crabby pants on or whatever, right? And so just kind of honoring these moments, honoring, you know, the flow of your emotions and all of those things. But truly, yeah, once you are able to surrender and to let go of these labels, or even just to, you know, your brain's still going to try in the beginning to say, mm-hmm. Oh, well, this is something bad, this is something good. Even if you have that moment of recognizing in that moment, like, okay, my brain has told me this is bad, but oh, I remember that podcast with Maria, and you know, she brings up a good point. There is no good or bad. This is just energy. Like, you don't even have to change in that moment, but you slowly start to have those moments of like, oh yeah, I remember that they said this. I remember this person said that. And eventually your brain starts to shift and change. And yeah, all of a sudden you have those moments where you're like, wow, you know, I don't know where this change happened, but it's true. When you are able to understand that your brain tells you these stories, a lot of the times it's false. And it does come from a protective place sometimes, for sure. You know, fight, flight, freeze. That's exactly what it's there for, right? It's for moments of panic. But our brain doesn't seem to remember that, you know, we're not fighting off bears in the wild anymore, right? Like, I'm sitting at home, I have a roof over my head, I have food in the fridge to cook for dinner. Like, I am safe and secure. So the brain is now like, well, there's got to be trouble somewhere. And that's what we need to keep in check is, okay, it's telling me this is scary, but you know, is it really, is this something that's going to stop me? That's something that's going to get in my way from progressing and moving forward. So I just like how simple and bite-sized you're able to make this journey for people, because you know, listening to the podcast, they might be like, is it really that easy of like just changing your mindset? And I kind of say, you know, it is and it isn't. It's a simple concept on paper of, you know, we're shifting our mindset, we're releasing control, we're getting rid of these labels. There is no good or bad with energy. It's just neutral and learning to understand that. But it takes a lot of time and it takes, you know, a lot of guidance. So, for the people who are really resonating with everything that you're saying, what do you offer through your coaching when people are having those moments of like, hey, I, you know, I need a little bit of help here, I need a little bit of guidance, because I'll have all the links to your website and social media and stuff in the bio so they can get in touch with you. But for your coaching, how do you help people when they're having those panic moments of like, oh my gosh, I'm in the thick of it and I don't know what's going on?
Well, the wonderful thing about coaching, and I think, you know, some of the gratification that I get out of as being a coach is to be there when you're losing sight of what the human experience is. Because like you said at the beginning, Sydney, it's practice. It's not that you are actively changing your mind. It's that we are looking at some truths that seems simple in concept, but then our mind takes over and overcomplicates, and we have blind spots. And so it's that ability of a coach to be like, okay, there's the little blind spot. And then we go, what? Like, I didn't know, but it looked like that for 30 years. But do you see anything different now? Right. So it's that, that's what helps you accelerate in, you know, in the journey. Now, one thing I have to say about coaching, and because my personality type is the all or nothing, for a long time, I looked for the quick fix. I'm going to sign up for this program because I feel that I'm in so much pain that I can't go on anymore, that this needs to like be done. And it needs to be done like in the next week. And to your point, Sydney, it takes time. So, you know, I'm there for people who are wanting to break up with a habit, but it's more than breaking up with a habit. It's really about actually living your best life. The bonuses that that habit that you're wanting to break up with will be gone. But the really cool reward is that you will be entering into the space that you actually want to be in and that you're meant to be in. And that is a longer term commitment. So I tend to work with people over, you know, a year period. I have some online programs if that's not the commitment that people are looking for. And if you just want to hear more, if you go to my website, I know it'll be in the show notes below. I've got some free video series that you can sign up for my newsletter and see if anything resonates with you. But, you know, whether it's working with someone like myself or working with Sydney or getting Reiki or coming out to one of our future events, I would encourage anybody, no matter where they are in this journey, to stay in this type of conversation. Whether it's listening to Sydney's podcast, whether it's listening to mine, doesn't matter, but stay in the conversation. So that you can, and be curious, and you'll know what to do. You'll know what to do. You'll know who to reach out to. You'll know when it's time.
Yes. And you'll know that through your intuition.
That's right.
And yeah, you know, I think that's a great place to kind of round it off, right? Is to understand that you're going to have things that work for you. You're going to have things that don't. It is a bit of trial and error, right? But when you have that gut feeling, and it is different from your anxiety is going to yell at you, throw things at you, scream and shout to get your attention. Whereas your intuition will just kind of gently like push you and say, nope, I think this is where you need to go. Even if it's a scary thought, I always know it's my intuition, because it's like, I am feeling anxious about this, but the actual thought itself is coming through very calm and neutral. So obviously that's the way to go. Everybody sounds a little bit different, but yeah, once you start to understand how intuition feels in your body, you'll be able to use that as a kind of a guiding light to say, okay, you know, when I look at Maria's website, when I see her on social media, when I listen to her on the podcasts that she's been on, am I feeling good about this? And you'll feel almost like a magnetic pull of like, yep, you know what? This is really speaking to me. This is where I need to go. So trust that intuition hit, whatever it is, whatever feeling you get, go with it. And yeah, you know, try all sorts of different programs, because it's not just a one size fits all for everybody. And you need that balance between that mind, body, soul connection. So I think that, being able to encourage people to reach out to different types of coaches, see who's out there, but ultimately trusting yourself. And if you're looking at somebody and they have a ton of like followers and you think that that should be the right person for you, but you're just still kind of like, I don't know, something's feeling off, you need to trust that as well. So with that, I want to thank you so much, Maria, for coming on the podcast today. For anybody who loved Maria, because let's face it, who won't? You're fantastic. Even as a friend, you've coached me through a lot of things. So I can say firsthand that Maria is fabulous at what she does. This is definitely where you're supposed to be in life. So thank you for helping everybody that you do. You can be found at m-path.ca. You can also send Maria an email at hello@m-path.ca. She's on Instagram and Facebook, mpath.ca. And you have a podcast, Eat Girl Eat, which is fantastic. I've listened to a few episodes and I love it. And the other thing I'll put in the show notes as well, if anybody is interested, you do also have your course as a master mentor with the Psychic Associates on their website and on your website as well. So I'll put the link to that too, if they're interested in some more learning.
Thank you, Sydney. And I look forward to seeing you continue lighting other people's paths and to some future collaboration together.
Yes. Yeah. I'm very excited. For those who are tuning in, we have an event that we are working on happening on Saturday, May 6th. So we'll be sending out details as soon as we have information for that. But thank you so much, Maria. This has just been absolutely delightful. I know you helped so many people tuning in today. And yeah, thank you so much for everything you do. I appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you, Sydney. Take care.
You're listening to Path to Empowerment with your host, Sydney Morrison, the Empowerment Coach. You can find Sydney on her website, lightyourpath.ca, as well as on Instagram and Facebook at Go Light Your Path. If you enjoyed today's podcast episode, please share it with those who you think would also enjoy it, and be sure to rate it. We'll see you next time.